It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Pennsylvania is hoping to better manage the flow of traffic in the Commonwealth by gathering into one database information regarding 8,700 traffic signals on state routes. Prior to the creation of the new web application known as the Traffic Signals Asset Management System, the information was not easy to disseminate. It was scattered among paper records at several state offices. The ocean's vast and endless movement packs the power to meet a quarter of America's energy needs, according to researchers, but wave energy technology lags well behind wind and solar power. To help boost research, the Navy this week began testing wave energy devices in the waters off Hawaii. The project consists of two buoys that generate electricity from the up and down and side-to-side movement of the ocean. This week, the Tech Report looks at something old that could drive something new. A small technology company in Newcastle thinks it can build a better battery. That's nothing unusual, but the fact that Axion Power is doing it with very low-tech components makes it a bit unexpected. CEO Richard Bogan.
We have a technology which you could probably call an advanced lead-acid battery.
The lead-acid battery was invented in the mid-1800s and has been the technology of choice for decades when it comes to starting your car. Small advances through the years have been made, so today's car batteries are more reliable than the ones in your grandfather's car, but they're still basically the same. They're great for starting your car once per trip, but as car manufacturers try to boost gas mileage, they're making cars that automatically turn off their engines at stoplights. Axion Power Vice President of Engineering Jack Schindel says when the engine stops, it's up to the battery to run the so-called hotel load.
So it maintains your vehicle lights, the interior lights, your heated seats, your radio, all of that stuff while the vehicle is stopped. The challenge with the traditional lead-acid battery is that the battery never gets a chance to fully recharge, and it ends up operating in this partial state of charge, which causes the traditional lead-negative plate to sulfate.
When that plate sulfates, the battery does not work well enough to run the hotel load. The engine stops shutting off, and your fuel economy drops. And that's where Axion Power steps up. The company replaces that negative lead plate with a carbon plate, and the performance of the battery changes to allow it to work better in a state of partial charge. Bogan says the best part is the carbon plates are the same size and shape of the lead plates that they are replacing.
It's a drop-in technology for wherever in the world there is manufacturing for lead-acid batteries. So lithium guys have to spend billions producing, like the Gigafactory, for instance.
The Gigafactory is the multi-billion-dollar lithium-ion battery factory being built by electric car maker Tesla. University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering professor Prashant Kumta has been advancing lithium-ion technology since 1994 and can see both the benefits and the shortcomings of lithium systems.
Lithium is expensive, very reactive, very sensitive, air-sensitive, moisture-sensitive, explosive. The good thing about lithium-ion is that it's very light. Next to hydrogen, that's the lightest element.
Axion Power knows its battery is far too heavy to run electric cars, but they're in testing with a manufacturer in China and researchers in Brussels to power that hotel load created by cars with the start-stop technology. Axion is also looking at putting its technology to work in solar lighting applications, where batteries never reach a full charge in the winter months. Bogan says he doesn't expect Axion to become a manufacturing company, but instead will be licensing its technology. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.